Das Chazar Zechin Eshba Chesra Shalak, Vem Yehudim Zechin Chagiga Daf Chavav. Zok the Mishnah from the city of Medina and inward toward Yerushalayim and Amma Oretz is trusted regarding the Torah status of earthenware Kalim, since they cannot be made in Yerushalayim because the oven needed to make them would cause a lot of smoke and it's therefore prohibited in Yerushalayim. These Kalim were in short supply because they were not allowed to be made there and had to be brought from the Amma Oretz and the surrounding cities to use for purposes of Kaddish. From Medina and outwards, away from Yerushalayim, they're not believed. How is this so? The Mishnah explains, if a potter who is selling pots comes inward of Medina, this potter and these pots may be trusted by the customers who saw him enter with his pot. If he went outwards beyond Medina, he is no longer believed. Zok Gemara, a braisa says that Medina itself is sometimes treated as within and sometimes as beyond. If the potter is leaving the area from within and enters Medina on his way out, as the chaver is entering Medina from beyond on his way in, is treated like the area is within Medina, and it's tahar. If they're both entering Medina from beyond, or both are entering from within, then it's treated as outside the area where they're believed. A braisa said our Mishnah can be a proof to this. The beginning of the Mishnah suggests that Medina itself is not within, and the later part of the Mishnah suggests that it is. It must be that it depends on the situation, like the braisa says. Braisa says they are only believed regarding small earthenware kelim used for kaddish. Rish Lakish said this refers to a keli that can be held in one hand. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a keli that may be considered as small even if it can be held in two hands. It has to be held in two hands. Rish Lakish said the Amma Oretz is only believed regarding these kelim if they are empty. Rabbi Yochanan said they are believed even if they are full and even if they are full with his liquid or his garments. Rava said Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the liquid itself of the Amma Oretz would be tameh. We find other examples where a keli has one status while what is held within the keli has a different status totally. Zok, the next Mishnah, Jewish tax collectors who enter a house and thieves who return a keli that they stole are believed to say that they didn't touch a keli for purposes of Kaddish. Yerushalayim, Zok, the Mishnah, the Yama Oretz are believed regarding the Torah status of Kaddish, but not Truma. During the Yom Tovim, they're even believed regarding Truma as well. In fact, the Gemara, Mishnah says that when tax collectors enter the house, the entire house becomes Tomei. Zaki say not. Mar says our Mishnah is discussing where there is no guy there with him, whereas this Mishnah is this, the other Mishnah is discussing where there are guy there with him, and that's why it becomes Tomei. In fact, why is Allah different when a guy is there with him? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar argue. One says because the fear caused by the guy will surely cause the collector to touch every keli in the house. Because they say, why are you not looking at everything? The other says that the fear of the king will cause him to do so. The difference between these reasons would be where the guy is not a person of importance and therefore will not cause the yid to fear. Mishnah says that anywhere that thieves walk within a house is considered to be tameh because they may have touched kelim in that area. So surely a kelim that he took and returned should be tameh. Pinchas, the name of Rava, said our mission is discussing where the thieves did tshuva, as is evident from the fact that they're returning the stolen goods. That's why they're believed. Mishnah said, Yerushalayim, the man of Malach Kaddish. Abraisa says, in Yerushalayim, the Amma Oretz are even trusted regarding large earthenware kelim for purposes of Kaddish. The reason for this leniency is that we don't allow the ovens to make these kelim in Yerushalayim, like we said earlier, so we need them to be brought there. The Mishnah ended off with a Shasa Regal Afala Truma. We said we learned this from a pasuk that says that all Yidden gathered to the city, Ki Ish Echad Chaverim, the pasuk says. The pasuk calls all Yidden with the title of a Chaver when it comes to Yom Tov. Zok, the next Mishnah. If one opens a new barrel of wine or makes a new dough to sell on Yom Tov in Yerushalayim when everyone's treated as Tahar, Rabbi Huda says he can continue selling any remaining merchandise for this even after Yom Tov and is treated as Tahar. The Chum say he may not continue selling the leftover because it's Tamei from the touching of the Amei Haaretz. Zok the Gemara of Ami and Yitzchak Nafka were talking. One asked that according to the Chum, may the seller put away the leftovers to the next Yom Tov and sell it then? The other answered, everyone has touched it and you think it can be left over to the next Yom Tov? The first one replied, the entire Yom Tov was touched by everyone and wasn't a problem. The other responded, during Yom Tov, the Torah treats an Amma Oretz as tar, but once the Yom Tov passes, he's considered to be Tomei. Maybe this is Machlaikis Tanoim, because one Braisa says it may be left over until the next Yom Tov, another says may not. Maybe this is Pshat and Machlaikis. Mar says it may be that the first Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda and the second Braisa follows the Chacham. In fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no need to wait until the next Yom Tov because he says it may continue to be sold after Yom Tov. So why would the Mishnah say it can be kept over? Where it says the first Braisa may follow the Rabbanan, and the second may follow Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braisa means to say that it need not be left over because it may be sold immediately after Yom Tov. Zok, the next Mishnah, when the Yom Tov is over, they remove the Kalim from the Azara to make them tar from having been touched by the Amei Oretz, whose touch is only considered to be Torah during the Yom Tov, but retroactively is treated as Tomei once Yom Tov is over. If Yom Tov ended on Thursday, they would not remove the Kalim on Friday out of respect for Shabbos to allow the Kahanim to have time to prepare for Shabbos. Rabbi Huda said they would also not remove the Kalim on Thursday, even if Yom Tov ended on Wednesday, because the Kahanim are not available on that day either. Abraisa explains, when Yom Tov ends on Wednesday, the Kahanim are busy removing the ashes from his back on Thursday, and that's why they don't have time to remove the Kalim to retire them after the Yom Tov. Zok, the next Mishnah, how do they remove the Kalim, meaning which Kalim are removed to make them Torah? The Mishnah says, all the Kalim that that were in the Beis Hamikdash of Yom Tov need tefillah. Throughout Yom Tov, they would tell the Kahanim who were Amei Aretz, be careful that you don't touch a Shulchan, because since that can't be toivled after Yom Tov, the Shulchan can't be, it has to be there all the time, it can't be removed to be toivled. The Mishnah says there were duplicates and triplicates of all Kalim, so that if one became Tummy, its replacement could be used. The Mishnah says all Kalim in the Hamikdash need tefillah after Yom Tov, except for the Golden Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Azov, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Kappa Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says this is so because they have the status of earth, of Adama, learned from a Pasuk, which can't become Tummy. The Chum say the reason why they don't become Tummy is because they are plated with metal, as to be explained in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Brai says the Kahanim Amei Aretz would be warned not to touch the Shulchan and the Menorah. That's what Abraisa said. Also, Menorah. Our Mishnah held that regarding the Shulchan, the Pasuk says Tamid, which is why it can't be removed and be toivled. However, the Menorah could be removed to be toivled. The Abraisa holds that since the Pasuk says Vias HaMenorah Noichach HaShulchan, it's as if it says Tamid regarding the Menorah as well, and therefore it also can't be removed to be toivled. The Menorah. Our Mishnah would hold that this Pasuk was written to teach the place of the Menorah, but nothing more. Fact Gemara, the Shulchan is permanently in place, and as such should not be able to become Tamid. Gemara says the Shulchan was meant to be moved, as Rish Lakish taught. The Shulchan was lifted during the Yom Tov for all to see the tremendous miracle that the bread remained warm from one Shabbat to the next. In fact, the Shulchan would become Tamei even if it was permanently in place, never to be moved because it's plated with gold or metal, and therefore that should give it the ability to become Tamei. Even though Rish Lakish said that that is only true for ordinary wood plated with metal, but not for expensive wood, which is what the Shulchan was made of, Rabbi Yechanan said that it's true even for expensive wood covered with metal. Also, we learned that the plating gives it the status of a metal keli, even if the plating is not permanently affixed to the wood with nails and the like. Where it says a pasuk regarding refers to the shulchan as wood. Therefore, it retains its status as a wooden keli, which only becomes tummy if it's meant to be moved, even when full. The Gemara says the pasuk just referenced refers to the shulchan first as a mizbeach and then as a table. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish both said it teaches that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the mizbeach provided kapara for a person. Now after the churban, we don't have a mizbeach to provide kapara. A person's table provides kapara by inviting guests to join his meal and how he conducts those meals.